and you're listening to the Sports Podcast. I'm Becky Schumar.
I'm Courtney Snuggis.
And I'm Allison Cuevas.
Today we're talking about March Madness. March is coming to a close, which means March Madness is reaching its end. March Madness is that time of year when the National Collegiate Athletic Association, or the NAACP, men's college basketball tournaments are held. Fans fill out their own brackets with their picks of which of the 64 teams will win the championship.
So some people put big money on having the most accurate bracket, but there's actually only a 1 in 9.2 quintillion chance that you will pick a perfect bracket. I was reading an article on Fox, and it said it's more likely that you would become a professional basketball player, win a Powerball jackpot, date a supermodel, get struck by lightning, or shoot a hole-in-one than to have a perfect March Madness bracket.
It's even a bigger chance that you'll become president of the United States than the perfect bracket. So why do people do it? What do you guys think?
Yeah, I was actually talking to my friend about his bracket this season. He's never had a bracket before, and he is a basketball fan, but he's just never done it before. He was telling me that even though he did really terrible in his bracket because most of his players were injured, he's still glad he did it because he learned a lot more about the game, and it was fun to keep track of him and his friends. So I think a lot of it is just entertainment and for fun, even though the odds are against them.
I know a lot of workplaces use it as a way to kind of get everybody excited about going to work and build relationships within the workplace.
Yeah, I think, like you guys said, it's a social thing. I know I've filled out brackets before, and I'm not knowledgeable on basketball at all. You could literally just go through and guess the teams based on colors or mascots, and I know a lot of people that do that. But I think it's just fun. It's something that a lot of people can have in common and a lot of people can do, and then it gives you a little bit more interest in actually watching the games because you're invested in it and you want your teams to win that you put on your bracket.
I think it's kind of crazy some of the ways people pick their teams. I remember in my workplace, we were going through just different colors of all the teams, like you were saying, and who has the cutest guys on their teams. But it's crazy because I think I read that a couple billion dollars have been put on brackets this year alone by basketball fans. So people aren't just doing this for fun. They're actually putting some real money on it.
So I was pretty interested, too, because I saw that more people this year filled out their NCAA bracket than voted in the presidential election. So it's like there's kind of a disconnect because people clearly think this is important. But it just shows how big and how many people are interested and invested in these brackets.
So what do you guys think? Do you think people should stop filling out brackets and putting all the money down considering the odds are so low? Or
I don't think so. I think it's a fun thing. A lot of people that I know put 10, maybe 20 bucks towards it. So it's not like they're out very much. And it's a social thing. You make friends, you talk to people. So I think it's definitely worth filling it out.
Yeah, I think it's like the lottery where there are consequences to it. It's logistical things that people don't really think about. People just do it for fun. So I think it's a personal choice, but it's really like the lottery.
I don't think there's any harm done in doing the brackets. I think it's a lot of fun, and I really do think that it kind of it gives people a way to connect, you know, cheer for their sports teams. And I especially think it's a great way to bring people in the workplace together and, you know, at the end of March Madness, maybe having a viewing party with pizza or something. I think it's just it's kind of like the Super Bowl, just a fun way to get together and have fun, even though and then I think since there are big chances that you're not going to win, there's a lot less stress on it as well.
So in conclusion, it sounds like obviously the chances are pretty low and the odds are stacked against those who are coming up with these brackets. But if you're in it just to have a good time and you're not actually thinking that you're going to win these millions of dollars, there's no harm in doing it. And it's a fun social way to get together and make social connections with people around you.
For more podcasts and articles, check out our website at thenewsfeednrv.wordpress.com. Thank you for joining us. I'm Becky Schumar.
I'm Courtney Snuggis.
And I'm Allison Cuevas.